Erech Eitz Chayim of the Ramchal. Okay, the first shir. Yotzer HaAdam, i.e. God, who formed man, Umanhigo, and he is the one who not controls him, but like affects him, or has influence on him. Hu Asaho, he made him, V'yikodanehu, and put him in his right place. Muhan, I like placed him in his right place. Muhan, prepared, lahavin, to understand, lahaskil, and to think deeply, haskala gdola, big thoughts. Yote mimalchei asharet, more than the angels. That's interesting, isn't it?
More than the angels.
More than the angels. So God created man and he prepared him to reach, to understand, and to reach an understanding of the world more than the angels. That's a very, very high level of thinking. The angels, right? They say Kadosh, you know, you say Kadosh, you say Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzavakot, Melo, Kol Ha'aretz, Kvodo. When they're saying that, they understand that. That means we can get to the level of understanding that. That's why we say Kedusha. That's why when we say Brukos of Kriyat Shema, we're at a level, if we get there, when we're davening, of the angels. We're saying things the angels say. We're supposed to say them with understanding, right? Okay, we might not have the understanding when we say those things, but says here Ramchal, that God created us, that we can reach that understanding, and not only reach that understanding, we can have an understanding greater than the angels. That's a very, very big statement. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Ukva. Okay, let's say one angel. An angel is a spiritual, completely spiritual being that is there to bring God's will into reality in whatever world that is. He's what's called an emanation of God's will. But it's not a creation separate from God, although it would seem so somewhat. It's an emanation of God's will to bring out God's emanations into the world or into different hierarchies of worlds. It's different from man, because man was created with free will, the choice to negate God's will or to do God's will. And that's totally dependent on adas, on our independent thinking and understanding. V'kva amruz rabbeinu zichrono livracha, and already as our rabbi told us, amalahem, he told the angels, no, man told the angels, chochmato merubah mishalachem. No, God told the angels that his chokhmah, the chokhmah of man, is more than theirs. V'ka'asheh yachpots b'tfuna al pi darko, and when he will desire with his understanding, man will desire with his understanding, man will desire with his understanding, al pi darko, according to his way. Why man has to desire with his understanding? Why can man just understand? What's desire to do with understanding? Lachpots, with the understanding. It sounds as if understanding is a function of desire. Understanding is not a function of mental capabilities only. It's a function of desire. The more you want to learn, the more the Torah will reveal it to you. That's a Gemara. Kamayim panim, el panim, kein leiv adam la'adam.
The more you
must learn,
the more you are
able to. The Torah will reveal itself to you. It's not a mental...
Where's the source again? Sorry.
It's a Gemara in Yevamos.
Commenting on Mishlei.
Huh? It's a pasuk of Mishlei, but the Gemara brings it and says, it's speaking different Torah. Huh? Alright. Yanchehu lahasig ad shmei ha-shemaim, and it will take him to reach until the heavenly heavens, dvarim, things, shehem kivshono shel olam, the depths of the world, kashikisem atik yomin, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu hid. It means man, if he desires to understand, ulahaskil, can understand things about the world that Kodesh Baruch Hu hid in the world itself. Ach, hine tuvo biyado, his goodness is in his hands, below mishpat habachira, this goodness that God gave man, the ability to understand the depths of reality, i.e. the depths of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's called his tov, that's his goodness.
Man's goodness.
Lihitchakem uladat, be wise and to know. Or lehefech, or the opposite. Lishe'er arom mikol chokhmah, or to remain naked from all wisdom. That's man's choice. Hagam sha'alev ba'sechel v'kerev gufo, even if he has his heart and his understanding is within him. Man's, it's very important what the Ramchal is saying, that man's duty in life isn't just to be a good guy. Man's goodness is to come to understanding of his creation. And that's his goodness, because understanding of creation, understanding not of creation, of depths of creation, is understanding God. And understanding God is having a relationship with God. The purpose of man in this world is to have that relationship, not to be a good guy only. I'm doing all the mitzvahs, I'm doing all the things. That's why it's related to Rabbi Shira, it's very related to what he said last week about the stages of tshuva of the Rambam. There's the maisim, and then you have this concept of free will, which is the Ramchal speaking about here, the free will to choose to think, and the depths of reality, or not, to remain naked of wisdom, even though you have thinking and a heart to think and to feel with. But unless you have the desire to understand, you're not going to understand fully. These things can only happen if you have the desire to understand, because it's the desire to come close to your Creator. That's where man is really measured on. How much does he desire to come close to his Creator? This. Real tshuva is a relationship with God. That's why Yom Kippur, which is the siyum, the end of all tshuva, and mechila, and kapara, and cleaning, is kavaras Torah. It's the receiving of God's will, connecting with His will. That's what life's about. Connecting with His will and understanding His will. Understanding His will to keep it. Not understanding His will to be up there in, you know, meditative mode. Understanding His will to keep it and express it in the world. V'zeh tiren, and this you will see. Kishnayim hem bitchuna achad nivru. Two things, there are two things. With one tchuna, with one aspect, say, let's say, were created. Sechel ha'adam, man's ability to think, and to haskil, right, to think deeply. V'ha'Torah ha'maskelet oto, and the Torah which makes man deeply think. Ala Torah ne'ema, the Torah it said, halokho dvarai ke'esh ne'um Hashem. Behold, thus is my words, like fire, says God. V'odienu v'zeh, and He made us known from this pasuk in Yirmiyah. Ki emet hadava, it's true the matter. Shatora hi mamish, the Torah itself is one, echad, or mamish. Mamish or echad, one light. Nitan l'Israel le'obo, to lighten up with. You say the Jewish people, the light of the nations? Where does that light come from? That comes from the Torah. You're learning Torah is to light up with. What do you mean light up with? With your bulb? What do you mean light up with? It means, I'm going to explain now this. Kilo kechokhmat hanochriot v'yediyah tachol. Torah is not like learning other concepts, other wisdoms, and knowledge, weekly knowledges. She'en an ela yediyah davama. That's only understanding something. Asher yasig hasecher b'torcho, which the mind will reach through its bothering through it. That means you can learn physics, you can learn maths, you can learn history, you can learn about biology and the ant, and you can toil in it, and you get an understanding. But that's all you'll do. The measure of your toil will be the measure of your understanding, or your measure of your brain, yeah, your understanding, the type of person you are, the level of your thinking, and your toil will bring the understanding. Torah is not like that. Aha Torah hine kodesh. Torah is holy. Ashella mitzil gvor begavim romim. Its mitzias, its existence, is high in the heights of the heights. Because it's very simple. Torah Hashem is the will of God. V'kasher yasok ba ha'adam lamata. When man in this world involves himself in it, ohi asher ta'ir b'nishmato, it's a light which will enlighten his soul. Lahagia oto el ginzei meromim, to make him reach the hidden heights. The hidden understanding of his creator, let him be blessed. V'derech ha'ara u'pu'ula, in the way of enlightening, enlightens him, u'pu'ula chazaka she'po'elet bo. In other words, the more a person delves in the Torah, the more the Torah enlightens him, the more the Torah kindles in him an understanding of something much deeper. So you see that in Torah, it's not according to your work that you get a measure of it. According to your work does the Torah enlighten you, not according to your work necessarily. You get much more light from your work in the Torah because you're involved in something holy, involved in understanding God's will. This is his will itself. Hu davar hechacham. And this is the words of the Chacham. Who's the Chacham? Shlomo, the Mishle. V'Torah or. Torah is light. Or mamish. Torah is light itself. V'lo chochma levad. It's not just a wisdom that a person gets through thinking and understanding based on his toil and his understanding of something. He gets enlightened. He gets inflamed with the will of God, through learning it and through delving in it. V'lo shemare or v'derech dimyon. And not that he's showing light in an imaginative way. Elo or mamash. He's not like an imaginative or. He's actually getting the light of God's will that inflames in him. Yizu mitziuta lemala, because this is the mitzias, this is the reality above. Behikansa b'neshama, when it enters his neshama, yikanes orba, will enter the light of the Torah into his neshama. Kashe kanetz nitzot hashemesh bechadavatim, just as you see a spark of light, like a ray of light coming into the house and it illuminates the house. So too, the Torah, the learning of Torah, enters his neshama and illuminates the person. To the extent, that's why you see that by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he received Torah on Har Sinai, he came down with karan or panov. He had beams of light coming from his forehead because his neshama was radiated with Torah that he learned on Har Sinai. And that entered his soul, which made it radiate out. There were certain Tanayim, Amorayim, that used to wear like covers on their head, because they would beam. They would beam. In a certain sense, tefillin is an expression of that keren or panah. It wouldn't surprise me historically, Jews used to wear tefillin the whole day. And, you know, some Jews used to wear two tefillins, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, the whole day, right? Some Jews, one tefillin, and they used to swap it, right? Different minhagim. But they used to wear tefillin the whole day. It wouldn't surprise me when the goy, and they used to cover, it wouldn't surprise me. That's the reason why the goyim thought the Jews had horns. It's the same concept as Karan or Pan of a Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the whole point of tefillin, when we learn the Torah Hashem, is tefillin is there, leman tiyeh teres Hashem beficha, in order that Torah will be on your lips. It's to prepare you for your neshama to enter you, for your neshama to enlighten you. Learning Torah is that which brings your neshama into you and enlightens you, inflames you. You with me? Va'af gam zot, hine bedikdu gadol nimshala la'esh u'ba'ashva medukdeket. Even so, with a very special, with very precisely is it compared the Torah to the fire, and with a, and it's very precisely equalized there. Ki kasher tireh hagechelet, when you see a coal, she'enu melahava, it's not on fire. V'hashalhevet hi betocha, and the flame is inside this coal. K'musa, hidden v'sgura, enclosed. Asher b'hafiach ba, when you blow in it, az titpashet v'titlahev, it will spread and go on fire. V'teitze mitrachevet v'holechet, and will go out and will extend and go. Ubishalhevet hahi nirim kama mini gvanim, and in this flame will be seen many types of colors. Mashalo nire betchila begachelet, what's not seen in the beginning in the coal. Vahakol mina gachelet yotze, and everything comes out from this gachelet. In other words, you see coal, it's a black coal. Might be a little bit, you know, might even be dark. You blow it, you know, it's called naf in Hebrew, right? You blow it, I don't know how you call it, you like, mnapech it in, I don't say in English, you like, direct that to it, you blow it, fan it, and the flame comes out. And different colors of flame come out, different aspects of realization come out. Ken ha-Torah, that is the Torah azot, asher lefaneinu. So you see a pasuk in Chumash. Ki kol miloteh, all its words are like this coal. Votiyoteh, and its letters, kamo gecheletim, they're like this coal. So you're reading a piece of Chumash, you're reading a pasuk in Chumash. You just read it. You didn't think about it, you didn't toil in it, you just read it. It's hidden to you. You don't fully understand it. You read and translated it by the time you're in the second year. You read and translated it. That was a joke. Missed it. Okay? Asher bahatzitotam, when you inflame those words, ken kashehen, thus they are, lo yera'u ki'im gichalim, they won't seem just like coals. V'gam kimat amumot, and maybe a little bit, I say amumot, like they're not like on fire so much.
Embers,
right? Umishish tadella sopa, but if you want and desire to toil in those words, as titlahev, then those words will come on fire. Mikol ot, from each letter. Shalhevet gdola, a flame, a big flame, memula'a b'kama gvanim, filled with many colors. Bring filled with many colors. That's what it means when it says kapati shapotzet sera. you have many, many understandings of the words of Torah. The more you delve in the Torah, the more you see different understandings. The same words. Because, you know, you have a geshelet, you have blue and yellow and red and black and white. All different types of colors are in the geshelet. Green even you'll see sometimes. Right? So too, there's different aspects of Torah in the same words. And you will see them the more you delve in them. Even a flame, you look at a flame, in the beginning you see yellow. Right? Then you look at maybe a little blue. Then you look at it more closely, you see different colors. You see a halo, you see a black, you see a white, you see a red, sometimes you see an orange. You might even see a green. You see a lot of colors if you stare at something, you look at it deeply. Same with Torah, the more you delve in it, the more you see different aspects, different facets, depths in it. Hen hayediyot ha'omdot sfunot betoch ha'ot ahi. Those are the knowledges which are standing hidden in that letter. Ukafa perushu ze b'seifa zohar. This is already explained in Sefer Zohar, ala aleph beis, on the aleph beis. The aleph beis itself, you know, there's books which describe and explain to the aleph beis. There's the Otiyot of Rabbi Akiva, there's the Sefer when you learn, you know, the laws of writing, you know, Sefer Torah, you have to know how to write an aleph. Why is an aleph like this? Why has a little chupchik here? Why it has it like this? Why it's like that? There's a Gemara also in Shabbos about why an aleph is this. It's aleph beis, aleph bina, learn understanding. It's the beginning of the aleph beis. Beginning of the aleph beis is telling you what the Ramchal says. Understand the world. Then after you understand the world, what do you do? Go gimel dalet, go mil dalim. Give of yourself to those who need. Otherwise it's not Torah. And the Gemara continues with the aleph beis. That's one level of understanding of the aleph beis. But there's many, many understandings. Why does the aleph have a little chupchik here? Why does it have a side like that? Some alephs are made with a yud and a vav and a yud. Some aleph is which is God's name. Yud, vav, yud, yud, vav is 26, God's name. Then there's a yud, vav, dalet, right? Two types of aleph. Why do you have two types of aleph? These are very, very detailed laws. You have a chupchik on top of the yud, a chupchik at the bottom of the yud. Why is that? It's all written. There's all reasons for these things. When it says that when Rabbi Akiva went to school, you know, kindergarten, right? Basic school. And everybody was teaching aleph beis. He was asking, he was 40 years old, why isn't aleph like this? Why isn't it like that? Why is a yud like this? Why is a beis like that? And from that we have the Rabbi Akiva's Torah. Rabbi Akiva's Otiyot, the letters of Rabbi Akiva. The Ein Hadava Mashal. The matter isn't a mashal. How is it mashal? A metaphor, parable. Ela Atzmi Kepshuto Mamish. This isn't a mashal. This is a reality. The Torah is expressing to you and inflaming you with God's will. The more you delve in it, the more you delve and understand it, the more you inflame with God's will. Ki kol ha'otiyot she'anu ro'im b'Torah, all the letters we see in the Torah, kulan morot al esrim u'shnaim orot, all of them teach us on 22 fires hanimtzaim lemana, that I see above. And these lights, higher lights, mazhirim ala otiyot. These higher lights are giving light to these letters. Umikan, and from here, nimshecha kedusha ha'Torah. From here continues the kedusha, the holiness of the Torah. Kedusha sefer ha'Torah, the kedusha of the sefer Torah. Utfilin and mezuzot, lekol kitvei hakodesh, and all the kitvei hakodesh, all the books, the holy books, lefi hakadusha sheba nichtavim, according to the kedusha in which they are written, kach tigdal hashra'a va'ara shel ha'orot ha'em ala otiyotam, and according to the kedusha in which you write them, they will inflame from their letters the Torah that's embodied in them. Lekach Sefer Torah Shesh Bo Psul Echad. A Sefer Torah which has one part, which is has like a missing a letter, or God's name wasn't written with a proper kavanah. Nifsal Kulo. The whole thing is possible. Ki Ein Heara Omedet Alav Karui. Because the light is not sitting on it in a fitting way. It means the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah, because it itself it has that flame of Torah, it has to be written perfectly. If it's written in an imperfect way, then the light that's coming from it is imperfect, therefore not fitting to be learned. It's not giving its proper light. Shetimashech mimene Kedusha la'am b'koach ha'kriya bo, and that when you read it, will be drawn onto you that light according to the Kedusha that Sefer has. That means, if you have a pair of tefillin, and two people write it, one writes it with more Kedusha, and one writes it with less Kedusha, but the letters look exactly the same, it's a different pair of tefillin. Even a Sefer Torah is a different Sefer Torah. Even when you put on tefillin, if you put it on with a different attitude, a different concept of understanding, it's a different tefillin. There's a story of the girl that he went and he had tefillin on his head, and there was a place which was dangerous. No one did anything to him. And they asked him, how come nothing happened to you? He says, he was wearing tefillin. So the other Jews went through wearing tefillin. They got bombarded. He says, we did it. He says, no. It doesn't say that people will be feared for you because of tefillin on the head. It says, tefillin shebarosh, tefillin in your head. If the tefillin you put on are put on in a way that they're in your head, that they affect you, that's tefillin shebarosh. Same thing with all the mitzvahs. You can do mitzvahs, but are you doing them in a way that it affects you? Are you doing them in a way that it changes you? Are you doing them in a way where you want to come close to your Creator? Only in such a way will it change. If you're doing it, you're doing it. It's very good that you're doing it. It's a big milah. But how much does it bring you close to your Creator? Okay, we'll stop here.